This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden traveled Tuesday to a suburb of Philadelphia to promote a $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid package, which was his first major legislative victory. The president told minority owners of a flooring company in Chester, Pennsylvania, that the relief package will bring immediate relief. He said, "You should be aware, more help is on the way for real." National polls have shown that the relief package has wide support, even among Republicans. But Biden's travels this week, part of what's being called the Help Is Here tour, demonstrate he's not taking its popularity for granted. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff met with small business owners at an empanada shop in Colorado Tuesday. The White House said in a statement Tuesday that the president in the coming weeks will lay out his economic recovery plan, which includes creating millions of jobs. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, on the same day, said the president should not take too much credit for what the lawmaker called the optimistic springtime that lies before us. He attributed much of the progress to groundwork laid last year when former President Donald Trump was still in office. Venezuela says it will not authorize use of the COVID-19 vaccine made by AstraZeneca. Vice President Delcy Rodriguez cited unspecified effects on patients for the government's decision, this according to Reuters. The decision by Caracas coincided with a decision by several European countries, including Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, to suspend the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine, citing concerns it causes blood clots. This despite an insistence by the World Health Organization that there is no evidence to support those claims.